From the Ingalls Studio, welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post Podcast. Today is Wednesday, April 24th, and happy 81st birthday to Barbra Streisand. I'm Bruce Jenkins, and here are your top stories presented by Kia Mall of Georgia. Briscoe Field getting its first ever black-owned pilot school this summer. Kevin Malouf humbled by Gwinnett Sports Hall of Fame honor. And Snellville names new assistant city manager. Plus, I'll sit down with Leah McGrath from Ingalls Markets on bioengineered ingredients. All of this and more is coming up on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen daily and subscribe.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? Kia Mall of Georgia is a family-owned business for over 20 years.
Been here in Buford for 25 years, selling cars to anyone that wants one. The reasons why you would come to a small family-owned dealership, you get that sort of family experience.
Kia Mall of Georgia makes buying, selling, or trading it easy. And that's why customers come back year after year.
We have people from out of state that will come back that have been buying cars from us for years that'll drive on in or fly on in, trade in their car, get a new one, and leave.
So come by the lot today or find us online at KiaMallOfGA.com.
Briscoe Field in Lawrenceville is set to welcome its first black-owned pilot school, Lookup Flight Academy, following a 25-year lease approval by county commissioners. The school, occupying 2.3 acres at the airport, is expected to commence operations this summer. It aims to enhance diversity within the aviation industry by providing comprehensive training for aspiring pilots from underrepresented communities. Lookup Flight Academy will renovate a hangar for its use, contributing to the creation of new opportunities and pathways for future leaders in aviation. Kevin Malouf has been formally recognized for his significant contributions to sports in Gwinnett County with an induction into the Gwinnett County Sports Hall of Fame. This honor reflects not just his personal achievements, but also acknowledges collaborative efforts of the communities and individuals he engaged with throughout a coaching career that extended over 26 years. Malouf, who is particularly noted for his two-decade tenure at Tequila, has made enduring contributions in both football and baseball. His retirement in 2010 was prompted by health concerns, concluding a notable career distinguished by the development of coaching legacy that includes figures such as his brother Keith Malouf and Paul Standard. Snellville city officials recently appointed Mercy Montgomery as the new assistant city manager. Montgomery, transitioning from her prior role as assistant city manager in Chamblee, brings extensive experience overseeing departments such as parks and recreation, planning and development, and economic development. She also has a rich background in policy development and special projects, including housing strategies and downtown revitalization efforts. Montgomery, excited about her new role, aims to contribute to Snellville's growth and the success of the Grove area, holding degrees in education and public administration from the University of Georgia, alongside considerable experience in economic development and community services. Montgomery is well positioned to support Snellville's leadership and staff in fostering innovation and progress within the community. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. We'll be right back.
Why talk to Tom M. Wages Funeral Home Service today? You remove the financial and emotional stress from your loved ones. On the worst day of their lives, your family doesn't need to add financial stress to the pain of loss. You protect them. A pre-funded, pre-arranged funeral allows your family to grieve and mourn without the worry of how to pay. Plus, the peace of mind you have knowing everything is taken care of is priceless. Don't leave the worry and stress to your loved ones. Take care of your funeral prearrangements now. Let the family service professionals at Tom M. Wages in Snellville or Lawrenceville help you. Call Tom M. Wages today at 770-979-3200 or email jim@wagesfuneralhome.com. Tom M. Wages, the most respected and requested funeral home in Gwinnett County.
Stay connected with your community and honor those who have passed with the latest obituaries from Gwinnett County, Georgia. Brought to you by Tom Wages Funeral Home, providing compassionate care and support during life's most difficult moments. Today we honor Samuel Clifford Crosby, Shirley Ann Lamb, and Joanne Welch Mack. Tune in for the latest updates on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
North Gwinnett High School junior Brody Mullen, a multi-talented artist with skills in dancing, rapping, composing, and acting, has initiated the Warrior Kindness Initiative aimed at combating bullying through the power of music. Drawing on his own experiences of being bullied, Mullen created the song Warrior, which has been recognized as Song of the Year at the Atlanta Kids Choice Awards. This song, alongside his initiative, seeks to promote kindness and understanding. Mullen's commitment to creating impactful music extends to other areas as well, demonstrated by his creation of Bulldog Nation for North Gwinnett football games. His talent has also been acknowledged through nominations for Best Youth Artist and Best Music Video by prestigious awards. Beyond music, Mullins is an accomplished martial artist and has contributed to educational web series and theater productions. He continues to perform at various events, using his platform to spread messages of kindness and resilience. Gwinnett Technical College recently held its inaugural Builders and Manufacturers Appreciation event, celebrating the critical role that builders and manufacturers play in community development and economic growth. Dr. D. Glenn Cannon, president of Gwinnett Tech, emphasized the importance of these sectors in workforce development and innovation during the event on April 19th. The college expressed its gratitude for the industry's support and partnership, which enhances educational and training programs, preparing students for successful careers. Notable attendees included Technical College System of Georgia Commissioner Greg Dozier, who provided updates on career programs and apprenticeships, and Governor Brian P. Kemp, who congratulated the efforts via a tape message. Siemens, WIKA Instrument Corporation, and Porter Steel were specially recognized for their contributions to innovation, legacy, partnership, and service to students, respectively. The event also served as a platform for networking and exploring further partnership opportunities in workforce development. We'll be back in a moment.
In Henry County, leadership resonates with action and heart. Sheriff Reginald B. Scandrett, our 29th and pioneering African-American sheriff, embodies this spirit. His term reflects more than challenges. It symbolizes victories that glorify our resolve. From the HCSO Restorative Center's triumph to the S3 shaping of our youth for brighter futures, Sheriff Scandrett's compassion extends from advocating for law enforcement to pioneering a mental health unit, ensuring the vulnerable among us aren't overlooked. True leadership is about actions, not just words. It's about changing laws to protect those who protect us, as Sheriff Scandrett has done for injured officers. With proven dedication and unmatched commitment to our community, the choice is clear. Vote to re-elect Sheriff Reginald B. Scandrett for Henry County, for our home.
Authorized by the Committee to Re-elect Sheriff Scandrett.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian. If you're looking at cereal options for you and your family, be sure and notice a few things. Number one, what's the unit price? That's the price per ounce shown on the shelf tag. Number two, what's the serving? That's on the Nutrition Facts panel. And also on the Nutrition Facts panel, you'll see the amount of sugar and fiber. Look for a cereal that has 3 or more grams of fiber and 10 or less grams of added sugar.
And now my conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingalls Markets on bioengineered ingredients.
Hi, I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingalls Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingalls website at ingalls-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingalls Dietitian with 2 T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
All right, Leah, Miranda has sent in a question. And this is a really good one because I'd like to know all about this, though. Anyway, she's saying, I'm starting to see made with bioengineered ingredients on some labels. What does that mean? Is that kind of in the realm of the plant-based products, or does it go beyond that?
Yeah, bioengineered. So a few years ago, the FDA kind of developed, said, well, we're going to require manufacturers to disclose if they're using any bioengineered, which is, it could encompass genetically modified, genetically engineered, gene edited products in their foods. So that's why you're seeing that on food items. Keep in mind that most of the vitamins that are made genetically engineered, gene edited, well, probably genetically engineered, So it really applies to a lot of different products. It's been part of our food system, bioengineered, gene edited GMOs, for probably about 30, 35 years now. But this new initiative by the FDA is really to have manufacturers identify that on ingredients. There's no health risk to these or no risk to animals. It's just disclosure, transparency. So that's all it is.
Okay. It kind of sounds like it's not all that healthy, bioengineered food or ingredients. It almost sounds like that, wow, that's not going to be good for you.
Well, you know, here's the thing, like technically insulin is a bioengineered substance. So what many people across the United States give to themselves every day is a bioengineered ingredient, which is insulin. A lot of times the yeast that are used to make beer are made using bioengineering. So there's no health risk to it. I think to some people, it may sound a little bit intimidating or scary because they may not be familiar with it. It's a new term. But as far as everything we know for the past 35 years, there's no risk to human health from any of these ingredients or crops. Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath, Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
We'll have final thoughts after this.
Are you ready to shape the future and make a lasting impact? Gwinnett County Public Schools is hiring. We're looking for skilled carpenters, HVAC technicians, master craftsmen, fleet maintenance experts, and dedicated paraprofessionals. And yes, we're also seeking teachers. Join our team and help us foster a brighter tomorrow. Say yes to purpose. Say yes to impact. Say yes to GCPS. Visit gcpsk12.org/careers today. Your path to a rewarding career awaits. Say yes to GCPS.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Marietta Daily Journal, the Community podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties, or the Paulding County News podcast. Read more about all our stories and get other great content at GwinnettDailyPost.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.